Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, the Bird Show. All right, so I'm sure teachers, if you guys are listening right now, we'd love to get your take on this. Did this teacher cross the line? Too much information?
Yeah, this question is geared towards parents because I'm not a parent, but I know a lot of parents, including my girlfriend, and I was curious as to how you all would handle the situation because I'm at this point, I guess, where my girlfriend's daughter feels comfortable talking to me about her day. And I'm honored. And I'm like, okay, cool. Tell me what happened at school. Like, how's band going? And so one day she tells me that her teacher, she's talking about her teachers that she likes, the one she doesn't like. And she says, yeah, one of my teachers, she just every day, she's just like, just trauma dumping on us. Like, she's just telling us her whole life story. Like, she's engaged and she talks about how she wants to break off her engagement because she's just not in love with this guy.
She's telling the class this?
She's telling the class this. Now,
and,
mind you.
And again, how old are?
11.
So we're in middle school.
Sixth graders.
Okay.
So she's just rambling. Like, she's telling me, like, my girlfriend's daughter's just telling me everything that her teacher says. She's like, she tells me this and that. And some days she just comes in and she just acts like she's not happy because of her whole engagement that she's ready to call off. And I just look at her. I'm like, that's not okay for your teacher to tell you that. And at the same time, why would a teacher tell a group of sixth graders that.
Yeah, she just lost it, man.
I can't speak for how a parent would feel, but I don't understand why your girlfriend's daughter would be complaining about this because for me, all I know is if I'm sitting in math class and I don't want to do algebra and she's starting to trauma dump on me on why she hates her fiance, I'm eating that up every time.
I get that because there was a time where my American government teacher in high school, she would do that. She talked about how much she hated men. She would take a break from government and talk about hating men and why she was a cat lady. But as a parent, if your child tells you this, how do you handle that?
Yeah, I also would love to hear from teachers as well, who I know you guys are like up and like getting ready for school right now. So 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. As a parent, if my kid came home and told me this, I'm not going to let it slide because it's my child is not your therapy. You don't need to be trauma dumping on my kid. And I had a person in my life who did that. And it's, these kids can't help her. Like, they can't, it's not like they can give her sound advice as to how to fix her engagement. So this isn't going to stop until somebody stops it. And the kids don't need to hear that.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it nearly as seriously, to be honest with you. It's not like I'd go to the principal or anything. They'd come home, they would tell me the story. I would probably laugh it off. Is it inappropriate? Yes. Is it worth going to the principal for and reporting the teacher? I probably wouldn't go that far.
No, I'm not reporting the teacher to the principal. I'm talking to the teacher. I don't feel like you have to jump right to, let's have a conversation with somebody and get to the bottom of it. So at the teacher-parent conference, which I have one coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And so the kids are off school. They schedule times. You schedule time. You go and you talk to the teacher about your kid, right? I would walk into that parent-teacher conference and I would sit down and be like, oh, no, girl, we're not talking about Jimmy. What's going on with this divorce? Because my kid is coming home and telling me everything that's going on in your life.
You would not do that. That is your inner a-hole that I don't think you have in you.
I would want to do it. Wouldn't it be amazing if you did?
It would be.
And like, call her out. Be like, why are you telling your, like, why are you airing all your dirty laundry with our kids? They don't need to know this crap.
I'm going to the principal.
Are you?
I am, because I want it to be anonymous, because I don't want backlash on my kid. Because if this teacher is the kind of teacher to trauma dump about her relationship to a bunch of 11-year-olds, then I feel like she's the type to be petty enough to like take it out on your kid. You know, like subtly, just make their life uncomfortable. So I would like to anonymously report it.
So you're saying we are not of sound mind here?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay. All right.
I say, hey, wear this mic so, and then I'll use it on the air on Monday.
Ooh.
Carrie, good morning. You're part of the Virtue. Are you a teacher?
Yes, I teach fifth and I've taught sixth grade last year. I teach fifth grade this year.
Is this
around that age?
Is this fairly common for a teacher just to kind of lose it where they normally wouldn't like emotionally dump on their kids, but they do?
So I've known a couple that have done it, but no, personally, I would not. I don't think it's very professional. Yes, I also have kids too, but like, I understand wanting to vent. I get that. But you have coworkers that you can vent to. 11-year-olds should not be hearing about that extent of your personal life.
Absolutely right.
I think it's tacky.
It's certainly, I mean, there's no denying it's inappropriate. It's just, what do you do with
exactly.
the info? Yeah.
Yeah, we all agree that this is, she's out of pocket for doing this, but what are you supposed to do about it?
And imagine being the fiance and finding out that your engagement broke off because of a bunch of 11-year-olds' advice. Like, that's a new low.
She's coming in for the next lesson and be like, all right, I got my pros and my cons. At the end of class, everybody's going to vote whether or not I stay or I call off the engagement.
It just feels like a Saturday Night Live skit to me where Chris Farley comes in and he's just losing it on the students. It's more funny than anything else. But yeah, what you do with the info, that's the serious part about it right now.
Hey, the Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.